Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast, your daily dose of inspiration, hope, and encouragement in God's Word. I'm so glad you've tuned in today, and I believe that as we share this moment together, God will meet you right where you are and strengthen you for the journey ahead. Today's topic is victory in trials, and our Bible text is taken from James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, which says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Let me start with this true story. In his book Man's Search for Meaning, psychiatrist Viktor Frankl tells his harrowing experience in Nazi concentration camps during World War II. Despite unimaginable suffering, he discovered that those who endured the trials best were not necessarily the strongest physically, but those who found meaning in their pain and held on to hope. Frankl wrote, "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves." This story resonates deeply with our theme today, victory in trials. Because, my friends, trials will come, but victory is not found in avoiding them. It's found in how we respond to them. Have you ever faced a trial that made you question, "Lord, why me?" Maybe it was a financial storm, a health challenge, or even a broken relationship. In those moments, it's natural to feel weak. But here's the good news. You are not alone. The Bible reminds us in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you." So let me ask you, what trial are you walking through today? Whatever it is, know this. Your pain has purpose, and God can use it to produce perseverance, strength, and victory in your life. Sometimes we pray, "Lord, take the trial away." But have you considered that God may instead be saying to you like to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. What looks like defeat can actually be the very stage for your greatest testimony. As you go today, take a moment and reflect. Could it be that the trial you're in right now is shaping you for the breakthrough you've been praying for? Could it be God is using this very moment to grow your faith and prepare you for the next season? Here's your action point for today. Instead of focusing on the size of your trial, focus on the size of your God. Write down one trial you're currently facing, and beside it, write one promise from God's word that speaks to it. Each time doubt rises, declare that promise over your situation. As we conclude, let's make a declaration of faith together. Say this with me. Today, I choose to see victory in every trial. I declare that I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I walk in perseverance, I walk in faith, and I walk in victory, through Christ Jesus my Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us today that trials are not the end, but a pathway to victory. I pray for every listener right now. Strengthen them, comfort them, and give them courage in the middle of their challenges. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding guard their hearts and minds today. Bless their going out and their coming in, and let today be filled with hope, joy, and breakthroughs. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining me today on the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement. And remember, no matter what trial comes your way today, you are not just a survivor. You are more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. Go out and win today, because victory is already yours. Thank you.
way in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life. Right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I
did it. For more information about salvation, another topic, bo@gmail.com, you can call us or web and to share testimonies on us 234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.